Welcome, everybody. We are live here on YouTube. I think we are live on Facebook. Speak English with this guy. I'm also live on Instagram. But if you're watching on Instagram, you can't see the pictures I put up on the screen. So today we are going to talk about the parts of a car. Now, in the lesson, I am going to say, I am not a car guy. I am not a mechanic. I can't fix your car. I can only talk about the parts of your car in English. So let's do it. Before we do, though, I would like to say hello to Mahmood. Mahmood is here watching on YouTube. Rahman, I hope I'm saying your name correctly. Welcome. Yeah, so we are going to talk about the parts of a car here on YouTube. Speak English with this guy. Oh, so somebody on Instagram said it is cool. Yeah, Facebook. I'm also live on Facebook, but I think it's called American English with this guy. I need to get all of those different channels to be the same. Williams is here. Luke is here from Poland. I hope you're doing well. Camilla, Pony from Thailand. She lives in the Philippines. She lives in Las Vegas now. And Yulia was over on Instagram, and now she's here on YouTube. Welcome, Yulia. Yulia is often in the live lessons. Before we get into the live lesson, I would like to give a huge shout out to StreamYard. If you notice, the video should be a little more clear. It should look a little more sharp. The quality of the video, at least on YouTube, should be a little better because we are now filming in 1080 instead of 720. I think that's how it works. But you're not here for that. You are here to learn English. So for the next hour, you will be able to improve your English listening comprehension because hopefully I will speak clearly and I will speak slowly enough so your ear can hear the English and you will improve. Morocco is in the house. I was just saying on Instagram earlier, I would love to visit Morocco. I want to go to Marrakesh. I want to go to Fez. It is so nice to see everybody in here. Let's get on with the lesson. Algeria is in the house. Awesome. So maybe you speak French and Arabic. Let me pull this up. Here's the thumbnail with my face on there. I'm not so sure I like that one. But here is the first part of the car I would like to talk about. And that is hood. If you can see that picture, you know exactly what a hood is. I have a big red arrow pointing to it. A lot of times when you visit a mechanic, it's the second time I've used that term, mechanic, that is a person who fixes cars. If you go to see the mechanic because your car is not working for some reason, one of the first things they will ask you to do is to pop the hood. Pop the hood. And I also have some sentences for you on the screen. They will appear right at the bottom of the screen. And I'm going to use a verb that might be new for you, or at least when talking about the hood of a car. So right at the bottom, you can pop the hood to look at the engine. Okay, let's go quickly right here. That is what the engine is in English. I'm sure you know what an engine is in your own language. So hopefully that picture, you look at that. All right, now I know what an engine is. The engine is one of the most important parts of your car. But we're not at engine yet. Let's talk a little bit more about hood. We also have a couple different kinds of hoods in English. But that one is one of the most important because it hides all of the important parts of your car. You need to lift the hood to get to the important parts. You might need to pop the hood to see what's wrong with your car. But also a hood could cover your head. Now, right now, because I am losing my hair, I am going bald, I am covering my head with a hat. We would call this a hat. But if you look in the picture, that is a hood. And that is part of a sweatshirt. So let's look at the sentence at the bottom. A hood can also cover your head when you wear a sweatshirt. I'm not wearing a sweatshirt right now. I'm just wearing a shirt and I'm wearing a hat. But the hood is usually attached to whatever you are wearing on your body. It might be a jacket. You could have a jacket that has a hood. Or, like in the picture, you could have a sweatshirt that has a hood. So at least two different ways to use hood in English. Instagram, I gotta go. I feel a little uncomfortable with two cameras on me, but and I can't really see what's going on Instagram. But if you are watching on Instagram, come over. YouTube, speak English with this guy. The lesson will continue over there. All right. Thank you all for watching on Instagram. Adios, amigos. Isn't that weird? An English teacher, every time I leave, I say adios, amigos, which is Spanish. But we do use that in English sometimes. All right, back to the lesson here on YouTube and on Facebook. If you would like to ask a question, I do have a form. It is in the description. There are currently zero questions. Currently zero questions on the form. But if you would like to ask a question and make sure that I see it, check out the form. There is a link in the description. Because there are 243 people watching this lesson right now, I can't answer every question in the chat anymore. But I would like to check the chat just to make sure there are no really quick questions. Yeah, Bruno Dart, it's been a while. How are you? Yeah, sometimes a sweatshirt will be simply called a hoodie. So that person in the picture, they are wearing a sweatshirt with a hood, but a lot of people will just call that a hoodie. That's a new term, maybe in the last 10 years. Definitely some slang, but Saeed, hope you're doing well. Saeed became a channel member a couple weeks ago. I think he became a channel member when my wife Jamie was doing the live stream. Welcome. Welcome. All right. Let's get back to it. All right. I get this question a lot. How can I speak like a native speaker? I don't know. You don't have to speak like a native speaker. I always say keep that accent. That accent is cool, but one of the best ways to become a native speaker is to do a lot of listening. And for the next hour, we will be here. I will be speaking. It will improve your native. It will help you sound more like a native speaker if that is your goal. Back to the lesson. The next one we have is something we have talked about, and that is an engine. Every car needs an engine. It might be the most important part of the car. I have a sentence for you that says almost that. The engine is one of the most important parts of a car. And I think if the sentence is on the screen, you get to see it, you get to hear it, you might also want to shadow with it. And when I say shadow, that means to say exactly what I say. So if you want to sound more like a native speaker, you can shadow with me. I will read that sentence one more time, and if you would like, you can read it along with me. The engine is one of the most important parts of a car. Hope that helps. When you go to the mechanic, the first thing they might say is, "Let's look under the hood." And one of the first things they are going to want to see is that engine. Sometimes the engine is running really well, and you might hear this verb to describe it. It's purring, purring. Does anybody know which animal also purrs in English? You can see it on the screen. It's written P-U-R-R, purr. Please let me know in the chat, does anybody know which animal purrs? Because sometimes we will talk about an engine purring, but that verb, it comes from an animal. Oh, Jean-Marc, very nice. Cats. Yeah, so in English, the sound that cats make, it's not a meow. I'm going to make that cat sound right now. Meow, meow. We say in English that a cat meows, but a purr is the other sound the cats make when they're really happy. So if a cat is purring, there you go. Lots of cats. Saeed, no. No, not a horse. Not a horse, Saeed. We would say that horses neigh. Maybe I should do an English lesson all about animal sounds. I'm not sure how helpful that would be. But yeah, Yulia has it. Hey, Audie the Tie is here. Welcome, welcome. So cats purr, but if an engine is running really well, you might hear someone say, "Oh, that engine's purring," which means it's running really well, which is, I think, what you want to have happen with your engine. You want it to run really well. Harry, hope you're doing well. That man is from Indonesia. Thank you. I hope I am supporting you with these free English lessons. We try to do this once a week to help you improve your English. A free English class. How good does that get, right? All right. Yeah, this is a good question right here. Can I check under the hood? H-O-O-D. Can I check under the hood? So the mechanic might say that when you bring in a car that's not working really well, they might say, "Hey, can I check under the hood? Can you pop the hood for me?" Yeah, every couple months, I need to go take my car for an oil change. Oil is the thing that we call in English, it's black. We call that thing that makes the engine run better, we call that oil. And every 3 months, I need to go get my oil changed to help the engine run a little more smoothly, to help that engine purr. And every time I go get my oil changed, the first thing they say is, "Hey, can you pop the hood?" Speaking of hood, though, British English. You know, I am an American. I am an American English teacher. But just in case you ever go to England, probably Scotland, probably Wales, who knows, maybe Australia, you might hear the hood of a car called the bonnet. Yeah. So the hood is called the bonnet in British English. There are quite a few terms today that we will talk about that are different in American English and in British English. But, you know, it's all the same. Most of the time, we use the same terms. Every so often, we'll use different ones. We talked about that hood. We talked about engine. The next thing we should talk about is that check engine light. That is one of my biggest nightmares when I am driving. And that is what we call it in English. You probably have a similar term in your language, but in English, we call it the check engine light. Yeah, you might be driving down the road, having a good time, and that check engine light pops on. We could use the verb pop here as well. The check engine light pops on. And you're like, oh, what now? And sometimes it comes on for no reason, at least no reason that I know. I'm not a car guy. I'm an English teacher. So you might hear that. I don't know a lot about cars. I don't know how to fix cars. I just know how to teach English. So when the check engine light pops on, I don't know what to do. And I'm very cheap, so I don't want to bring it to a mechanic. One reason that I found that the check engine light comes on is because you didn't put on the gas cap tightly enough. So when you go to the gas pump and you have to unscrew that thing, we call it a gas cap in English. So when you fill your car and you have to put back on the gas cap, sometimes if you don't put it on tightly enough, the check engine light will pop on. And that's not fun. Nobody likes that, the check engine light. All right, let me check the form to see if there are any questions. And what do you know? We have 6 questions. So let's try to get this first one answered. And I can pull it up on the screen. Hey. All right, Kevin. Let me see. Boom. We got it here. Kevin, he's from Korea. I imagine South Korea, probably not North Korea. So he is, but maybe there's just one Korea. So he is from Korea and he is wondering, I might need to do a whole lesson on this, but he is wondering, does the word hood have only 2 meanings or more? It has more, but I really probably can't discuss all of them. You know how it is with English. We will have one word, but it might have 5 different meanings. I think I covered the 2 most common meanings for hood, but there are a few more. And I don't have pictures for them, and they're not as common. But another type of hood you might have is over the stove. You might have a hood over there, and that just takes bad air out of the kitchen when you're cooking. So you might have a hood over a stove. There might be some other ones, but I can't think of them right now. I hope that helps, Kevin. I hope that helps. All right, the next one. Hopefully there's no swearing. Fabio is from Brazil. Oh, like in a fairy tale. Fabio might be talking about Little Red Riding Hood. Absolutely. I've been learning Italian for the past 4 years. I'm still not very good. But one of the first things I started doing to learn Italian was to read fairy tales. So maybe you have come across Little Red Riding Hood. Yeah. She goes to visit her grandmother and the big bad wolf. I don't want to spoil it. It's a sad ending. Yes, it's exactly like Little Red Riding Hood, Fabio, in the fairy tale. I think we have another one here. Let's do one more and then we'll get back to the lesson. Kirill from Russia. Privyet. Privyet, drug. I think that means friend. Hello, friend. What type of cars do I like? That's a good question. That's one that I can answer. So what kind of cars do I like? As I said, I'm not a car guy. And that's a thing you can say if you really like cars, you can say, oh, I'm a car guy or I'm a car girl. I don't think we would say car lady or car man. No, keep it with boy and girl. Oh, a guy, sorry. I'm a car guy. I'm a car girl. I'm not a car guy. So the type of car I like is one that works. All I need is a car to get me to my destination in one piece. That means it's not going to make me have an accident. I just want to get there. That's it. And maybe it has air conditioning when it's hot, and maybe it has heat when I'm cold. That's it. That's all I need. Anybody in the chat, are you car people? Car girls? Car guys? Poland's in the house. Welcome. Manual. Oh, gear. Manual. Yeah, gear is not one of mine. But sometimes when you, man, I didn't want to get all into that, but I didn't put transmission on here. But gear, you will usually shift up when you're trying to go faster to get into another gear, and you might downshift when you're trying to go slower. But yeah, sorry, I really can't. Oh, is Jamie in here? Julia's saying Jamie is here. Welcome. Okay, Audie, is this some advice for us? Oh, this morning. Oh, how convenient. This morning, I just opened the hood to check the oil engine to make sure before you started the engine. Yeah, you definitely want to make sure your engine has oil. Yeah, I don't do that enough probably. And we didn't. Wait, hang on. Is this true? Nora, watch your check engine light. It could make me have an accident. I don't know. Freddie Wolf, what is going on? Might be game over. Yeah, it could be something very serious, but I ignore it a lot of times, which is probably not the smartest thing to do, right? Please don't judge me. All right. North Korea. Well, welcome. I hope all is well in Pyongyang, right? Isn't that the capital of North Korea? I hope that's true. I hope you are watching from North Korea. But Manuel saying to Freddie, that means stop driving right now. I would say my check engine light is on my car about 20% of the time. Yeah. I'm not a car guy. I don't know what to do. All right. Natalia from Chile. Sorry for being late. It's okay. March. And Natalia lives in Chile. So it's winter here. We are getting a lot of snow here. But in Chile, I don't know, in Argentina, Brazil, it's very hot there. Myanmar is in the house, once known as Burma. Harry, I agree. I'm a chocolate guy too. Natalia, yeah. If you are a member, there's a better chance that I will see your questions, and we will also do members chat as well. But yeah, you probably, the chat does get busy, so I will try not to miss any questions from members. But Fernando, hold tight. We will get to shotgun soon. We will get to that soon. All right. Yeah, Manuel, the gears help you change your speed. But I didn't want to get into transmission. I just, engine. Maybe we'll do car parts number two. All right, Nora's a car girl. Good. All right, just checking through the chat. I'm probably missing some things, but you can be sure that if you put your question in the form, I will get to it. Yeah, Jamie. Jamie's better at car things than I am. So a lot of times we are going to end the lesson with flat tire. a lot of times my tire light is on and I don't do anything about it. It's probably not a good, don't. Okay. For this lesson, please don't do what I do. I'm just here to teach English. I am not here to teach about car maintenance. In English, car maintenance is how you take care of your car over time. So you get your oil changed, you check your tires. I don't do that. Yeah. But Jamie's awesome about that. Aaron, how are you? All right, let's get back to the lesson. I'm going to try to keep this under an hour, but I just love watching the chat and talking to people. The next one is the dashboard. And I'm sorry if you are listening to the podcast, some of these are really hard to explain with words. It's just easier to put up a picture of a dashboard and then people will see, oh, okay, I know that word now, because we all have cars and car parts in our language. And if you simply see a picture of a dashboard, well, now you know that word. I don't know if you have memorized that word. I'm not sure how many times you will need to say dashboard in English, but just in case you want to know what the dashboard is, there is a picture for you. Now, I have a sort of definition here. It is on the screen at the bottom. The dashboard is the part of the car right in front of where the driver sits. So, not a great definition, but if you know driver, if you know the front seat, we will talk about that soon. That part is the dashboard. Sometimes the dashboard can get very dusty and you have to clean that. You have to wipe away the dust from the dashboard. And a lot of times native English speakers will just say the dash. Instead of saying dashboard, you might just hear native English speakers say the dash. The dash would probably be a very bad place to keep a cup of coffee. I can imagine if you go around a corner in your car with a coffee cup on your dashboard, the coffee cup will probably fall to the floor. Not good. And we just talked about the front of the car, the hood. Let's talk about the back of the car. This can be a little tricky because I'm also going to talk about the hatch. But for right now, let's just talk about the back of the car as the trunk. So the trunk is the back of the car. The place, I knew it, there would be a typo. I double checked this morning. I didn't think I had any typos. And what do you know? There is one there. The trunk is the back of the car. The place where you can put your groceries after you go shopping. And if you look at that picture, I will make it a little bigger. That is the trunk. Now, in a minute, we might talk about the hatch or a hatchback. The trunk in the picture could also be called a hatchback. So save that. We'll talk more about that later. And here's a sentence for you. The back of the car in the picture could also be called a hatchback. It's a little different from a trunk. I'm going to show you my car in a couple slides. That is definitely a trunk. The car in that picture, you could call it the trunk or you could call it the hatch. Both are used. It's really a hatch, but sometimes native English speakers get lazy. We'll just call it the trunk. The trunk is also the boot in British English. The boot. Yeah, let's just make English a little more confusing here. You got a trunk in a car. but you might also have the trunk of a tree. And in that picture, I have the arrow pointing to the trunk of the tree. The trunk is also, I already read that, didn't I? The trunk is also the boot in English, British English. But the big round part of a tree is also called the trunk. Just to make things more difficult. Oh, here's another question. Here's another question. Please leave it in the chat. We've talked about the trunk of a tree. There it is. We've talked about the trunk of a car. There are a few other kinds of trunks. Here is a quick quiz for you. What animal also has a trunk? Please leave your answer in the chat. What animal also has a trunk? And it really doesn't look anything like the trunk of a tree, maybe a little bit, trunk of a tree or the trunk of a car. While you are putting that in the chat, oh my gosh, there are, I thought we might have to wait. Harry, I think he was the first. Harry, elephants. Yeah, the big long thing, it's Jean-Marc, the big long thing on an elephant, maybe their nose, we call that trunk. Oh, Harry, that helps. If you can read my mind. Yeah, you might have put that answer in the chat before I even said the question. That's cheating. Camel. All right, Fatima. Camel, spelled with a C. But those things we call humps. Yeah, let's just make it a little more confusing. Elephants have trunks. Camels have humps. H-U-M-P-S. Sounds almost like trunk, doesn't it? Alligator? No. They have snouts. Those long noses. See, that's what makes English so difficult. Alligator has a long nose. Elephant has a long nose. Can't we just call those things the same? Nope. Alligators have snouts. Pigs also have snouts. I think we've talked about that in an English lesson. The nose of a pig is also called a snout, but that's not a long nose. See, English doesn't make any sense. Are you sure you still want to learn English? It's very confusing. All right. But thank you to everyone watching right now. Thank you to everyone who has left a like. There are 409 likes, but only 236 people in the chat. Thank you so much for the likes. It also looks like we have a new channel member. Let me find that because I would like to welcome you. SJS, welcome to the family. Got a little something here for you. Where is it?
New member. Make sure you check the members tab for the Discord, the members chat, and the bonus videos.
Yeah, so SJS, welcome to the club. Welcome to the family. If you are a gold member, check the members tab. There is a Volley server. You can send videos back and forth. If you are a silver member, we have the Discord, which is a lot of fun. We talk about the weather we are having, the movies we've seen, the books we've read. And if you are a bronze member, you get a bunch of English videos extra, one a week. I think there are over 100, maybe more than that, for members. So thank you so much. Check the members tab. If you need a link, let me know after the chat, okay? Welcome, welcome. All right. Chris, what is going on? I think the academic system in the United States, I do think I have some videos on that. I've talked about semesters, trimesters, quarters. Yeah, check out some of the other videos I have because today we are just talking about, don't play, gee, my mood. don't play that cheering sound because it hurts my ears. Mahmood, you're very bossy. You're very bossy. Just for that, I'm going to play it again to welcome SJS.
New member. Make sure you check the members tab for the Discord, the members chat, and the bonus videos.
Come on. I got to welcome new members, Mahmood. Come on. Been doing this for years. All right. Welcome, SJS. I hope you enjoy it. All right. Just checking through the chat. Wait a second. Issa, this is your first time here? Well, welcome. We do this about once a week for about an hour. Sometimes I just chat too long and it goes a little extra. But these English lessons are free and we usually take a topic that can be helpful for you. Today, if you're just joining us, we are talking about the parts of a car. And I keep getting distracted in the chat, but it's so fun. All right. Mongolia is in the house. What's the capital of Mongolia? Ulaanbaatar? I would love to visit Mongolia one day. Oh, so cool. Welcome. Maria. I think Maria C. is here from Argentina. Oh, yes. I've been watching, because in the Discord, we talk about the weather we are having. And I know that Argentina, Chile, Brazil, one of the hottest summers on record. And I'm sorry about that. Ciao. Hope you're doing well, my friend. All right, let's get back to the English lesson. Natalia is wondering, what is my favorite brand of car? It's the car that works. Yeah, I don't care. It could be a Mercedes. Hey, anybody from Germany, welcome. But to be honest, all of the cars that I own are Toyotas. So I have a car, my wife has a car, and my daughter has a car, and they are all Toyotas. Shout out to anyone watching from Japan. All right, so hey, Cecilia, speaking of Argentina, hope you're doing well. All right, you are here to learn English. Let me get back to the English lesson. Let's talk about some mirrors you might have in your car. Two, in fact. Two types of mirrors. One is a side view mirror. If you look at that picture, you will see exactly what a side view mirror looks like. It's on the side of the car. Last week, we talked about the airplane. The wings are on the side of the plane. For a car, you might have side view mirrors. In fact, I hope you have side view mirrors. It would be very difficult and dangerous to drive without side view mirrors. I might have a sentence for you. Right here. If you would like to practice shadowing, it's important to adjust your side view mirrors before you drive a car for the first time. Yeah. You want to be safe when driving your car. I don't check my tire pressure. I don't check my oil that often. I know I should, but I always check my side view mirrors before I drive. And a lot of times my daughter and I will have to change cars. Her car is a little older. So if she has to drive a further distance, we will change cars. And a lot of times, because I'm taller, she's a little shorter, we will have to adjust our side view mirrors each time we drive the car for the first time after the other has driven it. So you probably have two side view mirrors, but you probably only have one rear view mirror. And in the picture, that is a rear view mirror. It lets you see what is behind you. You want to get some grammar in for this English lesson? This is what makes English so frustrating, even to native English speakers, even to English teachers. Rear view mirror. Rear view is an adjective. It's describing a mirror. It's one word, rear view. But if you go back to side view, it's still an adjective. It's still describing mirror, but there is a hyphen. That little line in English, we call that a hyphen, and there is a hyphen in between side and view. I had to look it up to make sure it was correct, and it is. So that is correct. Side view mirror is written like that. Rear view mirror is written like that. But luckily, if you are only speaking English, you don't have to worry about the writing. How about this? Here's a sentence using side view and rear view mirror. You have two side view mirrors, but only one rear view mirror. That might be a good one to practice because I think for some people learning English, mirror might be hard to say. See, make sure you can see my mouth, and I will say mirror, and I will read that sentence again. You have two side view mirrors, but only one rear view mirror. 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 Not an easy word to say, depending on your native language. What I would like to do now is check the question. We have 12 questions now. Okay. I need to get on top of this. Let's answer some more. All right. Fiaza, I'm sorry, from Pakistan. Islamabad. Very nice. I would love to visit Pakistan. Love to visit Lahore. I would love to visit Karachi. Yeah, Pakistan is definitely on the list. Oh, personal question for me. What are my hobbies? Oh, I love these questions because they're easy to answer. They're about me. Well, my biggest hobby right now is teaching English on YouTube and Facebook. I'm almost addicted to it. I'm thinking of new lessons. Yeah, I love it. And it makes me feel good to think that people around the world are becoming better English speakers because of something I'm doing. So right now, my biggest hobby is teaching English. Yeah. One of my biggest hobbies was reading in English. But now I haven't been reading as much and I feel bad, but most of my time is spent teaching English here on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. Yeah, lots of fun. Let's look at another question because we have quite a few to get through. Renata from Brazil, hope you're doing well. No question today. I just want to thank you for the lesson. I don't have my driver's license yet, so hopefully this might come in handy in the future. Thank you very much, Brent. Have a wonderful day. Renata, she's been with the channel for a while. That is a familiar name. Renata from Brazil. Yeah, I can imagine if you live in a big city like Islamabad or Rio de Janeiro or Brasilia, if you live in a large city, you might not need a car. So I just visited New York City last week. And if you live in New York City, you don't need a car. In fact, life is probably easier if you don't have a car. Traffic, it's expensive to park. So people who live in big cities, I bet a lot of people don't have cars. Thank you, Renata. The next one, if I can get to it here. Ira from Indonesia. Could you please explain the word, breakfast and because we only have about an hour, I'm not going to be answering questions that aren't related to parts of a car or driving or something like that. So is it a quick one? It's probably quick. Okay. So Ira, I have breakfast. That is correct. She has breakfast. That is correct. Now, the English teacher in me says, hey, where's your period? You should have a period at the end of these sentences. But the only thing that makes those two sentences difficult is because it has the verb have, to have, It's an irregular verb in English. It changes depending on the subject of the sentence or the pronoun. So, yeah, but both of those sound correct. All right, the next one. It's just my face on the screen right now. Let me, Harry 300. 100 plus 100 plus 100. Harry 300, I know where he's from. He's not from the Ring of Saturn. He's from Indonesia. Maybe. No, I was going to say, maybe it's really hot in Indonesia now, but I think the Ring of Saturn's very cold. Anyways, Brent, what expressions do you usually say if the tires need more air? We are going to get... Okay, but not completely flat. Okay, we are going to talk about flat tire in a minute. How do you call the metallic thingy on a wheel? That's a lug nut. We will get to lug nut soon. The black one is called the tire, isn't it? Oh, Harry, great questions from the Ring of Saturn. Yeah, so to answer your first question, because he said the tire is not completely flat, we would say it's low on air, or my tire is low. I think I need air. So low is how we would say that. Great question. And then lug nuts, and we'll have a question about tires and wheels later. So great questions. Thank you so much. 516 likes. Ooh, a mad emoji though. I made somebody mad. But lots of likes, lots of loves, lots of cares, and one sad. Oh no. This lesson made somebody sad. That makes me sad. I'm sorry. All right, the next one, let's try to get through a couple more of these questions here. And we got to turn on members. Andreas from Venezuela. Hello, Mr. Brent. What kind of test do you make when you are buying a car? Oh, my goodness. That's a good question. And one, I mean, so many parts of cars, right? If you are going to buy a car and you want to try it out first, we would say that you take that car for a test drive. Great question. Test drive is the answer. So when you're trying to decide if you want to buy a car or not, one way to test it out is to take it for a test drive. Venezuela. Two of my favorite YouTubers. Backpacker Ben, and Bald and Bankrupt. They are going to be visiting Venezuela next week, I think. They're in Colombia right now. They were in Peru. They went on some very slow boats up the Amazon River. They just released a video from Colombia yesterday. They might be in Venezuela now. So hope everything is going well for you in Venezuela. Awesome. All right. The next one. Steering wheel. I probably have a sentence for you. And I do. Take a look at that picture. Do you see where that person's hands are? We would say that they are a very safe driver because their hands are at 10 and 2. Where does that come from? It comes from one of those really old clocks that have like hands and arms. Nobody has those kind of clocks anymore. Let me see if I can pull up a picture from Google just so you have an idea. But we would probably call it an analog clock. I think I can pull it up here for you. So if you look at one of those clocks there, we call those analog clocks. And they have numbers on them. And if you look at the 2 and you look at the 10, the person who is driving, their hands are at 10 and 2. And new drivers, when they are learning how to drive, the teacher or the instructor might say to them, hey, keep your hands at 10 and 2. So here's a sentence for you. New drivers are taught to keep their hands at 10 and 2 on the steering wheel. So that person is driving very safely. They're probably a very safe driver. The next one is the front seat. We have probably two types of seats in most cars. You have the front seat and you have the back seat. So those two people are in the front seat. Make that a little bigger so you can see it. So you have the driver and you have the passenger. The driver and one passenger usually sit in the front seat. All right, Noriko, a channel member, she has a question later on where she is going to use the term shotgun. Has nothing to do with guns. Please, YouTube, don't make me stop my lesson. Has nothing to do with guns. Shotgun. Let's take a look at this. So we're talking about the front seat. We're talking about the driver. But when I was in high school, if I wasn't driving the car, and I got my license rather late, I was 18 when I got my driver's license. A lot of my friends got their driver's license at 17. So I didn't often drive, but I wanted to sit in the front seat. So we all had to call shotgun to sit in the front seat. And the first person to say shotgun when we saw the car would get to sit in the front seat right next to the driver. So if you want to sit in the front seat, but you're not the driver, you need to be the first to call shotgun. That is a thing in English. That is a thing, at least when I was growing up in the 1990s, that we said. I will still say it to this day. Hey, shotgun. That means you get to sit in the front seat. All right. Wow. There are a lot of things going on in the chat. I'm sorry. It looks like, did I miss Amina? Sorry. I'm trying to teach English. It looks like Mike is saying hi to Amina, but maybe she had to. Oh, look at that. Bye. She'd go. I'm sorry, Amina. So she's working. Amina, don't get in trouble. Don't get in trouble. If your boss comes by, just say, hey, I'm trying to learn English. I'm trying to become better at English. Even though she's very good at English. I have spoken to Amina. Oh, no. Audie is trying to get this song stuck in our heads. Wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round. Little kids love to sing that song. The teachers of little kids will sing that song just to pass the time. Maybe they are on a field trip on a bus or something. Hey, as a big thank you to members, I would like to turn on members only chat right now. So if you, YouTube just said now would be a good time to insert an ad for the live viewers, but we're not going to do that here. If you are watching live, there are no ads in the middle of this. Come on. Hang on. Natalia, bumper cars. We will be talking about bumper cars soon. Hang on. Hang on. We'll get there. We'll get there in a little bit. I'm sad that I missed Amina. But Amina usually watches on replay. So it'll be all good, hopefully. Okay. Natalia. Hey, Brent. Do you avoid eating in your car? Do you allow your children to grab their snacks? Yeah. So my children are so old that they now both can drive. So, and I don't avoid eating in my car. Maybe I should. Maybe I would have a cleaner car. But sometimes I'm just kind of so busy. I'll stop, get some food, eat, and drive at the same time. So no. And in the winter, I think most people where I live, their cars get really dirty. In the spring, we'll do some spring cleaning and my car will get cleaner. But with just all the snow and the sand and the salt from the roads, it's pretty dirty. Audie the tie. That man just dropped a super chat. I would like to thank him for that. Audie the Tie, thank you so much. He's a gold member. He's been a gold member probably for almost 3 years. And he's also dropping some super chats. Thank you so much for your support.
Oh, thank you so much for the super chat.
And every time I play one of those, I grab a little drink of water because my throat gets a little dry as I'm teaching. Audie the Tie, thank you so much. That is so kind of you. Yeah, Mahmood, I'm not gonna put any ads. Now, that's not fair to anybody watching live. Come on, we are here to learn English, not to watch ads. Talking about side view mirrors, sometimes I see a car with an extra side view mirror on the hood. How would you call it, Brent? As I was putting together this lesson, I thought about adding something like that, but I don't know what that is called in English. A lot of times, big trucks, we might call them 18-wheelers because they have 18 wheels. 18-wheelers, but I don't know what that little extra side view mirror is called. So I would call it an extra side view mirror. Harry, how does that sound? An extra side view mirror. But yeah, I don't know if we have one in English. Natalia, is it common and normal to travel with your pets inside the car? Maybe sitting right next to you in the shotgun seat. So as far as I know, my state, if Jamie is still watching, maybe she knows. I'm not sure if our state has a law about seatbelts for pets. We do have a law about distracted drivers. And that could mean anything. If you are a distracted driver, when you are distracted, that means you are thinking about something else. So we have a distracted driver law. That means if you're on your phone and you get into an accident, you could have to pay a fine. If you're, I think even eating, if you're eating and you're distracted, that could be against the law. So if your dog or your cat or your gerbil or your alligator, whatever pet you have is in your lap, or distracting you because they're jumping all around, I do believe that is against the law. But I'm not sure if a pet has to be in a seatbelt or a carrier in my state. If that term might be new for you, a carrier, it's another thing we have in English when you're carrying your pet. Say a carrier, could have a carrier for a dog or a cat. Pony, hope you're doing well. Annie, she's from France. She's on Facebook. All right. Our dog, Hank, Jamie's dog, Hank, does ride in the car with us. He loves car rides. But is it illegal to just have him jumping around? Now, Hank's pretty chill when the car is in motion. Like, he usually just sits in one place. And he's small. But sometimes dogs will like to jump in people's laps while they're driving, and it can be distracting. So I do think it's against the law. Yeah, Harry doesn't even know what that is in his language. That little extra side view mirror. Let's just say side view mirror. How about that? Mahmood is wondering, when do children in the United States learn to drive? It's a good question. So most children in the United States, age 15, age 16, they do have to take a course we call driver's ed, driver's education. That's so many syllables. We just say driver's ed. Children have to take driver's ed before they can get their license. And I do have a lesson on the channel. It's called driving. It's a live lesson about driving. And I go into quite a few of those terms. Saeed, in Morocco, if you take a taxi, aside from the driver, no one else puts on their seatbelt. I've heard that about other countries. if you get into a taxi and you put your seatbelt on, it's like an insult to the driver. Whoa, you think I'm going to get into an accident? In the United States, it's the law. So if you come to the United States and you get into a taxi, you will have to put on your seatbelt. In some states, if you're in the back seat, maybe you don't have to. If you're in the back seat, but in my state, all passengers need to have on their seatbelt. All right. I am going to take off members chat just because I might forget. But if any other channel members have a question, just leave it in the chat and I hope that I will see it. Oh, nice. So Saeed has heard about the shotgun. Love it. Not the real gun. Please don't get me in trouble, YouTube. It's just the front seat. Hey, and thank you for all the hearts. It's amazing. Now, how do I turn off members chat? Come on. Anybody now. Anybody. Even the trolls. Come on. Anybody watching on YouTube, you can come on in. Let's do it. All right. More English. More talking about driving. Have you ever heard of this term? Backseat driver. We don't like this in English. A backseat driver. A backseat driver is a person who isn't driving, but tells the driver how to drive. It's very annoying. And they don't even have to sit in the back seat. But a backseat driver is a person who is not driving, but they like to tell the driver how to drive. Oh, you slow down. You're going too fast. All right, wait, speed up. You're going too slow. Oh yeah, turn right here. Oh, it's too sharp. It's too bumpy. Don't hit the bumps. Please avoid the bumps. So annoying. And I used a bunch of English phrasal verbs there. Sorry. Hopefully you know those. What about the blinker? Do you know what a blinker is? Before you make a turn, you should flip on your blinker. There's an English phrasal verb, a blinker. If you look at the car right there, when you're making a turn, drivers will put on their blinker or they will flip on their blinker. Turn signal is the more formal term for a blinker. So to avoid accidents, if you are going to make a right turn, or you're going to make a left turn, you should flip on your blinker. You should put on your blinker to let other drivers know you are going to slow down and you are going to make a turn. Blinker, turn signal. They are basically the same thing. Right, just checking the chat, making sure I didn't miss any. Hang on, Williams. Saw William. Where's Williams? Where's Williams? Disappeared here. All right. Natalia from Chile. Is it still common to hire a chauffeur, or a personal car conductor when people can't do it by themselves? I don't know. It's usually pretty expensive. So when I hear the term chauffeur, I think of somebody who is rich and probably someone who is riding in a limousine, those long, really fancy cars. So chauffeur, yeah, I don't think so. Probably not. All right. Or hey, commute to work. That's a good term to know. We pretty much only use that term that Jorge used when you're talking about going from work to home, and my commute is 12 minutes. It's not that long. 12 minutes. All right. Oh, yeah. Saeed. Watch out. Watch out. It's a backseat driver right there. Watch out. Watch out. You're going too fast. Slow down. Yeah. Annie, I thought so, right? Chauffeur. A chauffeur. Is that sounds really French, doesn't it, Annie? You would probably think that I was a native French speaker when I say chauffeur. A chauffeur. That's good, right? I'm sure it's not. All right. You in? New? Are you a new channel member? I do not recognize that name. Hello. Or if you, I haven't seen you in the live stream very often. So welcome. Every time I have a chance to watch Fox News or CNN, I cannot easily understand the differences between state laws. No. And a lot of Americans can't either. Most of those state laws do have something to do with driving. So I know my son doesn't have his driver's license. He has his permit. So he is allowed to drive in my state of Maine. But when we go to another state, he can't drive. So there's a different speed limit in some states. A lot of those other laws have something to do with maybe alcohol or weed or marijuana. But there are different state laws. And it is important when you go to a different state, you have an idea of their laws. So, yeah. Yeah, we might use that shutting down, the engine shut down if it's not working, if it stops working. Oh, yeah. Chris, I think, look at that. Did you read my mind? I do. I live in the state of Maine. All right, a couple more here, I think, right? We are going on for an hour. Hopefully you are still learning English. Let's do it. What about these guys? Hang on, let me get rid of that. All right, cars also have headlights. That's the term we use in English, your headlights. If you are driving in the dark, it is a good idea to put on your headlights. And in fact, it's illegal in my state if you drive a car at night without your headlights. It is important to turn on your headlights when driving in the dark. Do you want a quick story? Sometimes when I am driving in the city that has a lot of streetlights, at night, I will sometimes forget to put on my headlights. And it is illegal to drive without your lights on at night. The police can stop you, and sometimes they will, but you probably won't get a ticket for not having your lights on. But guess what they will do? They will make sure the driver has not been drinking or smoking marijuana to make sure they are legally able to drive, that they're not a drunk driver. So just be aware, the police in the United States can't stop you for no reason. There needs to be a reason to stop you. And a lot of times the police, just to make sure everyone is safe at night, if a driver doesn't turn on their lights, they will stop them, just to make sure they aren't drunk. But how about this? Maybe you need a little more light and nobody else is on the road. You can turn on your high beams. That's what we say in English when you turn on your brighter lights when it's really dark. So on those maybe back roads where there aren't any street lights, you can turn on your high beams. But it's important if another driver is coming in the opposite way, you turn off your high beams. Here's a sentence for you. If there is no one on the road with you, you can turn on your high beams for more light. Hopefully that helps. The front of the car, call those things headlights. The back of the car, call those things taillights. The taillights are the lights in the back of your car. So headlights, taillights, high beams, lots of different kinds of lights when it comes to cars. How about this? Now, be careful. This is slang. Not every American will use this term, but I thought it was fun, so I wanted to teach it. Padiddle in a diddle pit. A padiddle. I wonder, can anyone guess from the picture what a padiddle is? A padiddle. Hang on. If a car only has one headlight, you should have two, right? If a car has only one headlight, the other is burnt out. That's the phrasal verb we will use. The other is burnt out. We call that car a padiddle. I'll make it a little bigger right here. That car driving right now would be called a padiddle. And it's illegal. A police officer could stop you for having one headlight out. Will you get a ticket? Will you get a fine? No, probably not. Probably just a warning. But it is also another way to make sure the driver isn't drunk, can drive legally, isn't impaired. It's another term you might hear. And how about the backlight? Now, this is actually my car. And I thought maybe I should black out my license plate. So there's another English verb for phrasal verb for you to black out. But that is my license plate blacked out. You can see I'm in the state of Maine. And just yesterday, my lights were on and I noticed I have a diddle pit. I need to get that fixed. A diddle pit is when you have only one tail light. The other light is burnt out. And I'm currently driving a diddle pit. It's illegal. Am I going to get stopped? Probably not. Should I get it fixed just for safety? Yeah. And I will. I will get that fixed. So where I live, you need an inspection sticker once a year. You need to go to a mechanic. They need to inspect your car. They need to check it out to make sure it is safe. And if you are driving a diddle pit, or if you're driving a padiddle, those are fun to say, right? Padiddle, diddle pit, they won't give you an inspection sticker until you get it fixed. And it's usually an easy fix. They will probably fix it for you right there. It might cost you a few dollars, but excuse me. Now, I think would be a good time for me to grab a sip of water and to remind you, maybe share this with a friend or hit that like button.
If this lesson is helping your English improve, don't forget to tap that like button and share it with a friend who's learning English.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you, that man. Excuse me. All right. I have some other questions that were left in the form. So let me get to that. We answered Andreas. We have a few more to answer. Brent's fan. My mood. I like it. That man is from Mauritania. Hey, Teacher Brent, I appreciate choosing this great topic. Thank you. I was actually waiting for it. Oh, perfect. I know there are plenty of words about cars, but I don't think I'm going to make it to the end of the live lesson. Oh, I'm sorry. Because in where my mood is watching in Mauritania, it's a bad connection. Thank you so much. Well, I'm sorry about that. Mahmood has been on Facebook for a long time. I think he was one of my first Facebook subscribers, followers, whatever it's called on Facebook. But yeah, my connection last week was really bad. I did a question and answer on Sunday where I live and the connection was bad. I had to unlist it. The audio was bad, but I think I'm going to try that again tomorrow. So follow me on YouTube. I can't do it on Facebook. I can only stream on YouTube for this. It's with a different company, not StreamYard. StreamYard, thank you so much. It's with a different company, so I'm testing it out for them, but I can only stream on YouTube. So if you're watching on Facebook and you haven't followed me on YouTube, head over to YouTube, Speak English with This Guy, Speak English with This Guy, and join me for a chat tomorrow. Question and answer. That's it. Question and answer. I'll be doing it for the next couple weeks. All right. Just checking the chat. Oh, so kind, Cecilia. So kind. All right, Natalia has to go. Yeah, this is a long lesson. I think I've been chatting too much. All right, we have more questions that we should answer here. Hope they're still in the stream. Natalia, well, she's leaving now. The old Chichilian girl. Come on, Natalia's young. She's young. She's from Chile, though. Hello, Brent. Tell us, are the car's fees, tickets for speeding, tickets for drunk driving, are they too expensive? Can you lose your license? I'm just going to change a couple things, Natalia, to make it sound like more like I would say probably. So yeah, you can get fined. We would probably call it a fine. You can get fined for speeding. You can get fined for drunk driving. Now, it depends on how fast you're going and how drunk you are. Sometimes you can lose your license immediately. Sometimes you will just have to pay a fine. But the more times you get stopped for speeding or the more times you get stopped for drunk driving, the more likely it is you will lose your license. Luckily, I don't know these penalties. I've never been stopped for speeding. I've never been stopped for drunk driving, but it can get very expensive. And another thing that can happen, if you take a look at that other live lesson I did last year about driving, is that you need insurance on your car. And your insurance will go up if you get a lot of tickets, if you've been drunk driving. Yeah, it can get pretty bad, which is why I don't do it. I follow the speed limit. I do not drink when I'm driving. I've never had a problem. With the speeding, sometimes I've just been lucky. All right, the next one, Karina from Malaysia. Let me share this. All right, this lesson is running a little long. And her question was about something that wasn't related to a car. So maybe we can do that tomorrow. All right. Let's see. Pina from Italy. Ah, okay. Let's bring this one up. There's no swearing. We can answer this one. Benvenuta. Welcome. That's how you say it in Italian. I've been taking Italian for like 4 years. And I know how it is when you try to speak English. It's really hard, right? But benvenuta. All right. So do I like car racing? I used to like something called NASCAR. We have that here in the United States. It's pretty popular. Formula One is not as popular in the United States. But I've been so busy with teaching English and that I just don't watch car racing anymore. I really like it. Sometimes there's a racetrack not too far from my house. And I haven't gone since the pandemic. But my son and I used to go there a couple times a summer. It's fun. All right. We talked about inspection sticker. I hope that makes sense. Once a year, if you're driving in my state, you have to visit a mechanic. The mechanic has to look your car over, English phrasal verb. They have to look your car over to make sure it is safe. If it is safe, you will get an inspection sticker. You put it right on your windshield and you display it for a year. If you don't have an inspection sticker, you can get a fine. Audie the tie. Audie, what are we going to do with you, my friend? I had 2 tickets for speeding. Audie, slow down, my friend. Slow down. Oh, my gosh. Saeed, I think you should speak with Steve Kaufman about learning other languages. Wow. Guess what? This week, somebody from Steve Kaufman's office reached out to me and they said, would you like to do a live stream with Steve Kaufman? And I was like, yes. Yeah, I'm a huge, huge fan of Steve Kaufman. So we're talking. Maybe we will get together. It could be on Instagram. It could be here. I don't know. But yeah, I'm a huge fan of Steve Kaufman. And I was so honored that his office reached out to me and said, hey, we would like to chat. He just did an interview with, I'll try to say it in an Italian way, Luca Lampariello. That guy, Luca, if you don't know Luca Lampariello, he's also a great guy when it comes to learning English. I'm an English teacher. Englishes. Learning languages, learning English, not learning Englishes. What's the next one here? This is a long one. I hope you're still with me. 117 people are still here. Welcome. All right. Now, Noriko, I don't think she is in the chat right now, but she is a channel member and she left this on the Discord earlier. I will make this nice and big, maybe put my glasses on so I can read it. Yeah, Mahmood, I see that. 21 languages he knows. Crazy. Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Steve Kaufman. For the last couple of years, he's been learning Arabic and Turkish and Persian, but I think he's been focusing on Arabic for the last couple of years. All right, focus, Brent. Focus. I could talk about Steve Kaufman all day. Putting on the glasses. So Noriko's question, her first question, is about the difference between a trunk and a hatchback. My dog just scared me. Hey, hang on. Well, he just came. I don't know where he came from. Come here. Come here. Come on, you want to say hi? Of course he won't come. Come on. All right, no, he's gone. I was gonna bring him up so you could say hi, but oh my gosh, he scared me. It's like, what the heck? What the heck? Hey, real quick, Mahmood, speedometer. That's how I pronounce that. Speedometer. Whew. Just a little nervous. The dog. All right, let's bring this back up. My glasses are on so I can see this. So Noriko says, a place where we put our cargoes, a hatch. It's a term for a hatchback type. Yes, we do use that. And a trunk is a term for a sedan type. Yeah. So like a 4-door sedan, a smaller car, a 2-door sedan. Do Americans distinguish themselves or them when they load their groceries or something in the cargo area? For example, if a person owns a hatchback type, I'm going to load this into my trunk. Does it sound weird? In Japan, we don't distinguish. We use just one word to describe. Ah, Cecilia, see you later. Hope you have a good one. That's a great question. And she also, her second question was about shotgun. And we talked about that already. So it can get a little confusing. And I want to show you a picture of what a hatchback is. This is a hatchback. I'll make it a little bigger in English. But if you remember from the beginning of the English lesson over an hour ago, I talked about this being a trunk. So for that picture, we could say that is a hatchback or that is a trunk. But if you have to use only one term, you could just say trunk. It might be easier. So like in Japan, you might hear the hatchback called the trunk, but sometimes you will hear native English speakers use those different terms. Hey, I'm just going to throw these groceries in the hatch. Is that okay? I'm going to throw these groceries in the trunk. And if you look at my car, I'll pull that back up. This would not be a hatchback. This is a trunk. So in my car right there, I definitely have a trunk. It's not a hatchback. But sometimes hatchbacks are called trunks. A little bit confusing there. An hour and a half. This is a long lesson. Ooh. All right. The next one, bumper. Your car can have a front bumper and it can have a back bumper. And if you look at that picture right there, that arrow is pointing to the bumper. Yeah, I think bumpers are just to help you not get into accidents or not get hurt when you get into an accident. If it's a small accident, there might not be any damage because of the bumper. In fact, yeah, I think I backed up into a telephone pole about 10 years ago. I backed into a telephone pole and luckily the bumper hit first. So there wasn't a lot of damage. Silvery Flower, love the name. I'm the best. Thank you so much. That means a lot. Scotland is in the house. It's awesome. All right. Gonna go fishing. That's awesome. Bumper. I might have a sentence for bumper too. I might not though. Yeah. A car has a front bumper and a back bumper. Next one. Bumper car. I think Natalia mentioned bumper car earlier. So that is the bumper of a car. But if you go to an amusement park, you might also see these things. And in English, we call them bumper cars. They are a lot of fun. I love riding on bumper cars. Love it. Sometimes my neck hurts if I get hit really hard, but it's worth it. The next thing I would like to teach you, we talked about inspection sticker. And inspection stickers go on the windshield. And right there in the picture, that is a windshield. It is right in front of the front seat. It protects the passengers. A windshield is a windscreen in British English. Not sure why we have so many different words in British English and English, American English when it comes to cars, but we do. I love this word, squeegee. Sorry if you're listening on the podcast, you can't see this, but that person is cleaning their windshield with a squeegee. Squeegee. And a squeegee is good for moving water. So if you're cleaning your windshield and you want to get all of the water off before you start to drive again, you might use a squeegee. That's what we call it in English, squeegee. I'm a big fan of that, squeegees. What do you say? We have reached the end of the lesson. There are no more questions in the form. There are no more slides. There are no more sentences. We have been going for an hour and a half. 120 people are still watching. I'm not sure if you've been watching since the beginning, but if you have, you have had a lot of English listening, hopefully to help you. But we must go. We must go. Harry says we call them boom cars. That makes sense. Indonesia. Harry's from Indonesia too. So maybe you call them boom boom cars as well. Gotta go. But I would like to thank you all for joining me. If you're not on YouTube, tomorrow, check out, I'm not sure what time, so maybe have on those notifications, but I'm going to try to do a 30-minute question and answer. Just leave it right in the chat. If it's only on YouTube, there will be fewer people and you will be able to ask more questions. So if you're watching on Facebook, come on over, speak English with this guy. I can't stream on Facebook tomorrow because of the software. So hard to say goodbye sometimes because it's always so fun. Yulia, geez, Pony, you guys have been here since the beginning, right? All right, Maria, hey, so good to see you in here. Thank you so much. Gotta go. Adios, amigos.